The Your Hometown Tour is back, and we're headed west to the village of Riverside. Join us all day today as we get to know Riverside, a place you should definitely call your hometown.
Yep, that's where we're going, sponsored by our friends at McDonald's. And we start with Liz Chilson this morning, Executive Director of the Riverside Arts Center. Hey, Liz, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
And
happy to be here.
Yeah, WGN Radio is well acquainted with the Riverside and Brookfield area for a long time. My kids, Brenda and I, we lived in LaGrange Park, right adjacent to Brookfield. And Wendy Snyder, who is on this morning, is a big champion of the area. But for folks who don't know exactly where Riverside and Brookfield are, where exactly are you located?
We're just west of the city on the Metro train line, just west of Berwyn. So it's Chicago, Berwyn, and Riverside.
Yeah. And it is nice being next to the BNSF line there, isn't it? Because it's a short train ride downtown.
Yeah, it's great. It's one of the reasons I think Riverside was designed, because it's so close to the city and yet it's outside the city. So you get that neighborhood feel, you get connection with nature, and but really accessible to the city.
Yeah, nature is there. I mean, it's a tree-lined town, that's for sure. And of course, everybody gets caught up in this circular nature of the roads. Can you just tell us a little bit about what it's like in Riverside?
Well, it is, one of the slogans of the Riverside Arts Center a number of years ago was, it's easy to get lost in this town. And, one of the things that we do is we give people creative opportunities so that there's, you can get lost in the arts at Riverside Arts Center. So, but it's really beautiful. It's right along the river. It was designed, the whole town was designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, who designed Central Park. And so it really has this, just wonderful kind of wandering sort of energy about it. And I think that's part of the reason why there's so many artists who choose to live there. It's just a very kind of gives rise to a lot of creative feeling and creative activity.
Your art center is coming up on its 30th year. What do you all do there?
What do we do? Well, we have two contemporary art galleries where we exhibit contemporary artists, mostly from Illinois, but some from just recently we had an exhibition of really amazing paintings by Joseph Noderer, who's from Ohio, but he used to live in Chicago, so he has a really large Chicago following. And so we sponsor 12 exhibitions a year. And then we also host exhibitions for more local talent in the Riverside Town Hall. It's part of a relationship that we have with the Township of Riverside. They support us a lot, and we provide exhibitions in the lobby of the Town Hall. It's a really beautiful space. It's a historic building, so it's a lovely space to exhibit art. And then we have a school where we teach art classes to children and adults, and we have artist studios in some of the on the upper floor. And then we also have a sculpture garden where we sponsor exhibitions outdoors.
Tell me about the I know you've got an internationally acclaimed artist coming to town, right?
Oh, he actually was here. And I'm going to mispronounce his name, Colin Vanderschlees, I think it is, or Schluss. He's from the Netherlands, and he painted a mural on the side of our building. We had a mural that I think the founders of the Riverside Arts Center 30 years ago painted a kind of a Trump loyal painting of a village. And it had faded over the years and was peeling. And so for a long time, the board members have been talking about replacing the mural with something a little bit more contemporary. And so we decided this was the summer to do it. So we put together a group of volunteurs and board members who identified the artist and created, set up a relationship with him, did the fundraising, and we brought him into town. It took him, I think, 4 days to transform the side of our building into this amazing sort of fantastical nature scene with a red-headed woodpecker that spans the entire height of the building from floor to sea, floor to rooftop. And it's just really, really astonishing. People have been stopping by and just amazed at what a transformation it is. Mm. And it really kind of transforms the whole street.
It says here, consider renting one of the galleries and spaces. I mean, so I'm not a resident of Riverside. Am I going to come out there and do something?
You can. Well, you can. If you're not a resident of Riverside, you can. You are welcome to take classes in our school. You're welcome to come and enjoy. We have kind of every 6 weeks, we have an opening reception for the exhibitions in our galleries, and then we usually host, with each exhibition, we usually host an artist talk or a workshop of some sort, and you're also welcome to rent the spaces. They're available for, you know, renting. It's been actually really lovely during the pandemic. People have gathered in our sculpture garden for outdoor meetings and graduation parties, where we host small receptions and some meetings, you know, that sort of thing. And then we recently hosted the Seldoms Dance Troupe, which is this amazing dance troupe from Chicago, and their artistic director lives in North Riverside. Mm. And so she had approached us about doing a dance in our garden last year, and it was so popular we brought them back again this year. They danced on the solstice, which was, I think, the hottest day so far that we've had in Chicago. Yeah. It was 100 and something degrees in the evening, and they danced anyway. They did an amazing job. And then we had a talk back with people in the audience, and they just, you know, told us about how they come up with their ideas and how they create dance. And it was really inspiring. There were some people in the audience who actually are members of our community, members of Riverside, and they own a dance studio, and they said that just being there and listening to the presentations gave them new ideas about classes that they're going to teach to their with their youngsters at their dance studio. So it's that sort of interaction that's really an amazing thing that can happen. Riverside Arts Center has this really strong, solid community of supporters and people. Right now we have a student or a young woman teaching in our school who took classes at the Riverside Arts Center when she was starting when she was 4 years old.
Nice.
And so it's just this amazing kind of, you know, it just continues a sense of community and a connection to people in the community.
And that's why we're talking about it. That's Liz Chilson, Executive Director at the Riverside Arts Center, riversideartscenter.com. Well done, Liz. I'm intrigued. We'll check it out sometime soon, as I know many people in that area have already. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Yes, come out anytime.